With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
It's Pharrell on a bench in the biggest way possible, hanging out a bench, eating a broken head, a bad apple with a bad attitude, hanging around a bunch of bad out of bad day, bad law, bad dude, bad bread, bad attitude, bad vibes. We are live in the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studios in New York City. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. People dressed in plastic bags, directing traffic, some kind of fashion shake it up should do be. All my friends that come around, flash, body, rants on the west side, bed bugs uptown, but a mess, the tats are tattered, my braids are splattered all over bed, head should do be. Check out who. Are you with us tonight from New York? 855-212-4227 is the number to get on the bench. We're live. Andy Baskin will join us from the Fan in Cleveland. As they just had the All-Star festivities there, right? So we had a little All-Star game. The American League won. The weekend's over. The focus now shifts to the second half. And the main talk over the event was, are the baseballs juiced? Rob Manfred says no, but players... like Justin Verlander say otherwise, and obviously Manfred, do you believe him or do you believe the baseball players? What do you believe? Who cares what the baseball players think? What do you believe? What do you think? Do you think, these balls are flying out of these stadiums like nobody's business.
I don't believe Manfred for anything. They did something to the balls. Balls are flying out.
Right.
They did something to them, even if it was a minor adjustment, whatever it was. And they own the baseball company now. So how do you even know if they went and messed
up? I don't even know. Like, so the players can't hit 230, but they can hit 500-foot home runs every night. Like, that's all they do. They can't get on base, but they can hit home runs at will, right? Like, does that not seem weird?
And that's what they want.
You can't even get on base, but you can hit a home run? Seriously.
Well, you know, is that the pitchers are throwing harder and the hitters are stronger, so yeah, you put sure. that together. Yeah, it's just all a load of crap. They did something to the balls to make them fly out because they're sending record numbers year in, year out. Like last year, we're talking about the balls being juiced because they're flying out of the park, and then this year is even worse.
It is worse. You know what's worse is that there's obviously no baseball now to what? Like tomorrow night, there's a game, actually. One game. That sucks. What a tease. And then, I think, what is it, Houston and Texas playing? And then on Friday, everybody's playing. So what we've got in the interim is Summer League basketball from Vegas. I'm watching a game right now. I'm on top of the Knicks, up 45-25 on the Lakers. And then Spurs 51-47 on the Suns. I'm watching that game. So I don't even care. At least I got games on. I'm barely, like, into it. I just have them on, so it's better than nothing, right? I actually think summer league basketball is better than baseball. That's just me, though. But I won't deny, I kind of like watching the Yankees hit home runs and kick everyone's ass. Are they not doing that? Is that not what they do on a regular basis, is kick everyone's ass?
Correct.
Thank you. I have to say, I was on in Pittsburgh today with Ron Cook, our good friend.
Is that right?
That's right. And then I did his show today on The Fan in Pittsburgh, and I said that, he was telling me some staggering numbers the Pirates are on, like 8 of 12, and it's even more than that. It's like, I just can't do the math because I skipped school that day, but he was like talking
Pirates
about—
Pirates are a very up-and-down team. Like, we talk about this all the time.
Something like 16 of 22 or something like this. They're really playing good baseball. Yeah, they go through streaky.
Right. They did it last year, too. They had— really good months and a half, and then they had a bad month and a half.
But when I was there, they were winning. So they kicked the Brewers' ass and the Cubs' ass, and you were doing a show with me when I wanted to get in a fight with Joe Maddon.
Yes, that was at the end of last week. But Did you end up going on Sunday or no?
No, it was pouring rain.
Oh, was it? I have no idea.
I went to get Gunner a Josh Bell jersey, which I was unable to obtain.
Really?
Had to order it. It's coming Friday.
Shipping back to the Ferrella Palace.
Shipping back. I got a nice one, too. You'll like it. Pirates baseball, like one of those, you know, like the major league ones that just say, like, Yankees baseball on it, on the hoodie. So I got, like, it's across the front. It says Pirates baseball, like MLB. And then
Sweet.
It's black. And then the inside of it is yellow. The inside of the hoodie is yellow, I think. And the outside's black. It's badass. You know, I'm looking at, like, 10 chicks at least that are going to, you know, want to sleep with me when they see me in this. You know how it goes. Anyway, Pharrell Baller's winners tonight. Mafia, do you like playing on our new team where, the other night I went off and had 17. And then tonight we had our top scorer there who's an incredible player. And I'm 100% behind him scoring because he can put it in from anywhere. He's an incredible player, played college basketball. Incredible player. I love playing with him. And I barely do anything now. I just run up and down the court.
Right, I mean, it can get frustrating because you work your ass off on the defensive end, and then when you don't really get the ball on the offensive end, you're like, come on, just give me some touches at least. But, you know, you find your role on your team is probably more annoying for you because, for me, I do a lot of defense. I play, you know, I get the rebounds.
Right.
So that's, you know, I can factor in that way at least. You're not known for your defensive prowess, so for you the offense is where you shine the most. To not really get touches, it's got to be more frustrating for you.
I never got the ball.
Yeah, I got two shots.
I shot it once or twice.
Yeah, I shot it twice.
You got a new squad here?
A new squad with a lot of shooters. So everyone just sees that cup, you know.
And listen, when it's something where you're moving the ball, you're moving transition, everyone's getting the touches, you're cutting screens, all that, then in the flow of the offense is what it is. But when you get guys that just like every time they get the ball, they want to go isolation.
Listen,
it's like, come on.
I think Gunslinger's the best player out there in the whole league, if you ask me. And I think before that, Brendan was.
He's on your team, the Gunslinger now?
The Gunslinger's on my team now. And then Brendan's not. And I think Coco's still one of the best players because he scores like 30. He had 32 against us the other night. He can dominate a game, right? And then they got a couple of other guys now, like 6'4", 250, and then a guard that I think played pro in Germany. That guy came out the other night and just started jacking 30-footers. He meant business.
Sure.
So they're really tough. We don't even matter anymore. But actually, you know, we score. We can play. We got four guys that can put it in. Five. Six. We have six guys that can put it in, but we only have two that do it. Like the one game it was me, and the next game it was him. And once he showed up, I'm invisible.
Right.
All right, well, that's fine. We won. You know, when we played with just you and me, we lost. It's unbelievable. We're going to talk also this hour to Randy Cardoon of KNX in Lipstick City at 10:40 East, coming up this very hour. Kawhi Leonard and Paul George are officially members of the Clippers as Kawhi signs a three-year deal with a player option in the third year. So he's basically playing there 2 years, and if the third year, he doesn't have to stay if he doesn't want to.
Which is going to be the huge free agent class of that summer. It's supposed to be even bigger than this year.
You know what? How many teams is this guy going to play on?
I'm sure the Knicks will be after everybody that summer.
Oh, right? Yeah. The Knicks are going to get everyone when they get no one.
I think that's with him. You might have other guys move around. I think him, now he's there. I think that's just about what all these guys do is the short deals so they can opt out and get a bigger payday when it comes around when the CBA jacks up the salary cap again.
All right. So there you go. He'll join PG into free agency again in two seasons. Will they bring a title to the Clippers is the question. The Thunder are still considering their options as an eventual deal for Russell Westbrook seems likely now with the Heat, Pistons, and Rockets showing the most interest. Where is the best spot for Westbrook? 855-212-4-CBS. And then after firing GM Brian Gain earlier this offseason, the Texans will not hire a new GM for the 2019 season. Instead, they'll divvy up the job between four different front office members. What do you think of that down in Houston? 855-212-4227 is the number. That's our toll-free line brought to you by Geico. Great news is a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on car insurance.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
Who's ready for the second half? PharrellOnTheBench.com is that's who. Every pick, every play, every game, everything that's on the board emailed to you, even boxing and MMA, all ranked, picks are ranked, favorite to least, PharrellOnTheBench.com, the best picks, the best price, buck a day, son, sign up today. So we're live in New York, as I mentioned, back from Pittsburgh, obviously. I was on there Friday night, I think, with Carver High from The Fan in the Steel City. And then I was off Monday and Tuesday after I buried my dad. So that was, not a lot of fun. But I got to say, the wake, I was telling Mafia that I was really blown away by a couple things. Carver High would have been very pleased to know that there were literally like ushers and beer vendors that showed up at the wake.
Wait a minute. From like the Pirate games?
Yeah. So they showed up at his wake. How
like
great is that?
People that had his section and he would always buy beers off of them?
You know, like the whole deal. The usher.
Like you were saying
the
last
guy
week.
The guy that's, you know, always, I remember him like it was yesterday, that used to, you know, the usher that would wipe the seats down, and then he would sit there and talk to my dad for hours, like for summers. Like it was like you could write a book on it. Like the guy would literally sit there. You have no idea the stories that my dad would tell about baseball, about players and about games and about years and about seasons and about individual stuff and team stuff. Like he had more, you know, baseball stories than anyone ever. And he literally, I told this story today on the fan. I've never met a bigger baseball fan in my life.
And he had, like you said, he had seasons for how long?
Like 50 years, you know, 40 years of season
tickets.
So guys
who were working there slinging beers for a long time, obviously.
They all knew.
Got to know him.
So, and then it wasn't done there. So I'm sitting there and I'm just blown away by that. And I look over at his casket, right? And there, I see these two chicks. They're like, you know, whatever. No disrespect. I don't know how old they were. So let's just say for the benefit of their end, they were like, let's just say hypothetically, they were like 70 something, maybe. So 68, 7. I'm giving them a couple years here. I don't want, because I know they probably listen to the show. I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt. Let's say Carver High, they look great. They were like 60.
Sounds good.
They were like more like my dad's age almost. Not quite, but let's say they were 60. Anyway, these two chicks sat next to my dad at Penguin games my entire life. So the season tickets that we had at the Igloo, right, were next to these two chicks. I look over, and I'm standing there, and I look over at the casket. There's these two chicks from the Penguin games. And I'm like, you got to be kidding me. Like, this isn't even happening, right? All of his neighbors showed up that he lived around, like all the neighbors. And then, like, all his secretaries showed up, like, that worked with him at U.S. Steel. Actually, I turn around, there's all these secretaries that knew me. Like, when I was a kid, I was like, listen, I need to steal money. I'm being held captive. Where's the money? Get my dad on the phone. I need money. I'm being held at gunpoint. Meanwhile, I was trying to buy a bag of weed. Is there money hidden anywhere? Anyway, so I saw all these people at his wake. They all showed up. Neighbors, all the people, literally my friends, their moms and dads. My boy JC's wife showed up. She looked like, I mean, she just was incredible that she showed up, because, I mean, I wouldn't have wanted to do that any more than she did. But she did it, right? She showed up all diamonds and looking fantastic. No one wants to go to funerals, right? Like, that's not exactly something you get out of bed for. But it ended up being really cool, right? So my the preacher from Pittsburgh, John Guest, legend, guy's from London. He's 83 going on 53, and he did the service. And then afterwards, I had a big party at Atreus, a big blowout there at Carver High. So everyone came and got hammered. They all showed
That's
up.
That's the way to do it.
My boy
Did
Greg.
Did the beer vendors come too?
No, but my guy Greg that runs that place, he got us a gigantic vat of wine, and everybody was hammered within a half an hour. There was all these people there partying for like several hours, eating food and getting drunk. It was all beautiful. It was all happening. So it's over, done, kaput. We buried him, and that was it. He went in the mausoleum wall with my mother, who had been there for many years, waiting for his arrival. She was there with a glass of JMO. Shake out. Ooh. I also spoke at the funeral and had rave reviews. after I said that the guy forgot to turn the air conditioning on in the mausoleum, I said, thanks for coming all the way to Vietnam for the funeral. It was a $110 inside the building where all the bodies are.
Lighten the mood a little bit.
Well,
with
it
that
did,
one.
It did. I did break the ice a little. When you're in a $110 and dead people all around you, you gotta, you know, get your faculties straight, Carver High. You know what I mean? But it's over and done, and I've been through it. I mean to tell you, the money flying out. I mean, it was just flying out the window. The money. Oh God. I was staying in hotels, eating three meals a day. I was eating meals with people I don't even like. I literally was paying for people I don't even know, and some I don't even like. I mean, I racked up a bill. I don't even know, Carver High, if I'm going to have any gambling money left for my trip with you to Vegas. There's been a dent put in my Scholastic's fund.
You don't got to worry, because I'm not going to have much to gamble with either. I told you already.
Wet this Republic.
Is, this is a...
This is a beer
is a
and suntan.
90% getting hammered trip and a 10% gambling trip. Usually it's like 50-50 or like 60-40 gambling for me.
This is 10.
This is 90 getting whacked. 10% is gambling.
So 90% just chugging beers and shots.
Like it, when we're done Thursday and Friday night, like it is... It's on.
I love how he says when we're done.
And then
we'll be an hour and a half into it and he'll be drinking.
And then Saturday, all bets are off.
All bets are off.
That's Wet Republic into the fight, into the airport. Like that is just
straight in.
Oh, there won't
no
be
a, shower.
Won't be an ounce of sleep.
No shower.
I'll
no
shower
sleep.
Between Wet Republic and the fight.
Shower before the fight.
Yeah, I got shower after Wet Republic.
And then yeah, shower after Wet Republic, shower. Fight and then hammer time.
Because after Wet Republic, I got to put all the gear on.
Right.
Got to put the jacket on. Yeah.
But we're going
to
go from
the tie, the whole deal.
Right after the shower, you go straight into drinking all the way.
I'm sure we're going to have like a nice dinner before we go over to the fight.
Nice dinner.
Do something like that.
But we'll drink at that too.
Well, yeah. I mean, Saturday, it's on.
And then literally till you get to the airport, so you will just reek of booze.
Yeah, I mean, if you're sitting next to me on that red eye back to JFK, I mean, that's your problem. I mean, it's just,
it is. It's becoming your problem.
It's your problem.
Whoever sits with you is losing the draw.
If your boy's wearing a sport coat to this fight in the 115-degree weather that you're going to have in Vegas at this time of the year, you might be reeking more than just booze.
Well, listen, it's air-conditioned.
Inside
in the
will be AC'd.
Where's the fight at T-Mobile or at MGM Grand?
MGM Grand.
It's at the MGM Grand.
It'll be cold in
there. We won't even have to leave the resort. It's freezing in there.
And then I can run back upstairs and put the jacket down if it's
hot. The show is from the tent outside the box office. They're doing it in the tent.
It's cool out there, too.
They turned that into a giant air-conditioned, like, flu bug.
That's the same thing that we were in for the Mayweather-McGregor fight.
You remember where that was?
Well, that was in the parking lot.
You know what parking lot?
I know what parking lot.
I don't even want to talk about
it.
I don't even want to talk about that parking lot. That is that's hell on earth right there. What happened there? Crazy.
Yep.
God bless that we're not going to be there.
It's like 3 weeks after we were there.
We were there, and 3 weeks later it happened.
Yes.
That was awful. Anyway, Vegas strong, son. Stay focused.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
All right, so Randy Carnoon is back from KNX. You can follow him on Twitter at KNX Randy Carnoon, K-E-R-D-O-O-N, KNX Randy Carnoon. Hey, Randy, how you doing out in Lipstick City?
Hey, Scott, things are great. It's been a lot of fun out here watching the way all this NBA stuff has come together.
I guess. So what was the reaction to Kawhi Leonard at not only going there, but going there and also Paul George? And then they both will be free agents, I guess, in 2022. Is that what I'm
2021, 2022-ish, depending on if they decide to opt out early. Because remember, they went for a three-year deal, and the third year is going to be a player option, which I think, frankly, is a little bit of an eyebrow raiser, because usually in that situation, you see guys going for the max deal, they'll take a four-year deal. But no, not in this case. So it's interesting to see. Maybe even those guys aren't totally sure of the Clippers' ability to become a real challenge to an NBA title. But, you know, you've got two good guys like Paul George and Kawhi Leonard in with the Clippers. And to answer your first part of that question, you know, I'm frankly very happy to see the Clippers get a break here, because everybody in town, everybody nationally seemed to think that Kawhi was going to either the Lakers or he was going to stay in Toronto.
Right.
Nobody thought he was going to go for the Clippers. Even the folks at the Clippers radio station kept saying that, nope, Clippers are out. He's either going to the Lakers or Toronto. So under that circumstance and the way the Clippers played the game, I'm, in a sense, happy to see them get him, because they did everything right and they were rewarded.
So what did they give up, like, in the end for George? I mean, they had to give up a boatload to get him, didn't they?
Well, they got rid of Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. They got rid of Danilo Gallinari. And they got rid of a whole bunch of draft picks. And it's around four or five-ish, depending on how you look at it. But that's a lot of picks. And even the Clippers realized that's a heavyweight price to pay. But how often has this Clippers franchise had an opportunity to get two major talents? I could answer you right now, never. Never in the world have they been able to get two major talents like that. So they pushed the trigger and they decided to go for it. You can credit Lawrence Frank. You could credit Doc Rivers. You could credit Jerry West. I mean, and I always say never bet against the logo, because he's done it with the Lakers. He's done it with Golden State. And now he brings in two big guys, or at least helps bring in two big guys with the Clippers. And the Clippers really are on uncharted territory now, because they have these two talented guys, and now they have to make sure the team, who really was pretty decent last year in the playoffs, they beat Golden State twice up there, up in Oakland. Now, can that team challenge for a championship under the circumstances they're currently in? And a lot of people say yes.
And what do you think? Do you think they're gonna be better than the Lakers? Is really what matters.
Oh, absolutely. You know something? They really have potential to do that. I'm waiting to see how the Lakers fill out their roster, because what they're doing is they're going for a lot of tall guys. You know, they're going for a lot of guys that are certainly, I mean, they have Anthony Davis, who's listed at 6'10". They went out and they also picked up DeMarcus Cousins. He's 6'11". They've got a 7-footer in Tyson Chandler still on their roster. They've also got JaVale McGee they just re-signed. So, I mean, if they decide to put two of those guys on the court at any time, let's say DeMarcus and also Davis, and then they could add McGee, they could play three guys close to 7 feet tall. I mean, that would be kind of a triple tall tower for the Lakers as far as defense goes. The Clippers don't really have a lot of height at that position, or at all in that sense, but they have a lot of quick playmakers. So I'm interested to see how that goes. You know, I think the Clippers really have a shot to be the best team in the West this year.
Yeah, there's no doubt. Randy Cardoon from KNX in L.A. So what was the reaction in Lakerland when they didn't get him?
I think it was just a shock, really. I believe a lot of people thought that he was going to become a Laker. Although when you think about it in retrospect, it just didn't seem like a Kawhi kind of thing to do. He didn't show up in L.A. to be playing the third string behind LeBron and also Davis. So it's like it didn't seem like that's where it was going to go, but a lot of people went for it, and a lot of people just soaked in all the Lakers are going to get this guy. The Lakers are going to be dominant. I'm actually glad they didn't get them, in a sense, because now you're going to see a lot more parity. You're going to see a lot of good teams. This Clippers-Lakers rivalry has suddenly become the biggest thing, I think, in the NBA now, especially you've got two teams that are sharing a stadium, if you will, and they're going to be really, really good and a big challenge. And I'm interested to see how the schedule comes out. I mean, we could see them playing to start the season. We could see them playing together at Christmas. I mean, this is going to be fun.
Do you think that they've ever mattered in Los Angeles compared to the Lakers? Because I don't think they have ever.
No, I completely agree. I mean, they put in some guys. I mean, even when they had Chris Paul and also, you know, the rest of the three, you know, DeAndre, Blake Griffin, when they've had those guys, they've tried, but they never really responded in the postseason the way everybody thought they would. And when that didn't happen and the Lakers were stumbling and fumbling over the last 5 to 6 years, the Lakers can always point and say, hey, we have all these championships. What do you have? And Clipper fans are saying, well, you know, we're looking good, but we just never have been able to do anything in the postseason. So I believe until the Clippers actually start doing something as far as championships, getting past the second round of the playoffs or first round, it's always going to be a Lakers town. I think everybody, I think Jeannie Buss was right when she was talking about, you know, she's selling the Lakers brand, and a lot of guys are going for it for some reason or many reasons over the last few years. A lot of these free agents didn't jump for it, but now it seems like the Lakers brand is hot again.
How do you think Vogel will do?
You know, if he certainly is a guy who has had some success in the postseason, but now he's got all these former NBA coaches, head coaches, as part of his coaching staff. And it all is a question of how they work together. If they can work together and not have certain people eyeing that guy's job, I think Vogel can do okay, and he's got the talent to do okay. And he's bringing in some pretty good guys, and they need shooters. That's the one mistake that they didn't have last year, is the Lakers surrounded some of their guys and LeBron with players, but not shooters. This time around, they're going to need some shooters. And once they get that done, I think Vogel's going to do fine.
So Randy Cardoon with us, Canucks. The Dodgers have been kicking ass and taking names all summer. They lost three straight going into the break. They were playing flat baseball at the end. They're trailing out of the first half. Do you sense, like, because I can't wait for that Yankee-Dodgers series at the end of August, but I hope there's a Yankee-Dodger World Series, to be honest with you.
Wouldn't that be fun? I mean, when was the last time we saw something like that back in the 80s? So I,
70, that, what was it, 78 or something?
Well, there was 78, and then there was 81. All of a sudden, I'm blanking on the year, but it was like 80, 81. 80,
it was 81, 81 World 81. Series, yeah.
Yeah, the 81 World Series. So we haven't had anything like that. I mean, that is your classic baseball franchises going at each other, and the way the Yankees are playing, I'm just amazed at the way the Yankees are playing, especially doing what they're doing with most of their guys, most of their first-teamers injured or having other issues. I mean, they are just playing so well with the guys that they have and the fill-ins and all that. Yankees seem to be doing very well. The Dodgers, yeah, they go hot and cold. They went five straight games winning on the last at-bat or at the, you know, walk-off style. And then they lose 3 to San Diego going into the All-Star break. How does that work?
So they're getting Corey Seager back and, I guess, A.J. Pollock as well when they start up that series against I think they start up the second half in Boston on Friday.
Yeah, that's going to be fun, too, because obviously the World Series rematch, we get a chance to see the Dodgers against the Red Sox again. That's going to be a lot of fun to watch. I mean, this Dodger team is still loaded. I mean, it's still loaded for bear, and they're playing really well. And they have the best record in baseball right now. The only question is, are they going to make some deal before the trade deadline to get more pitching? Because every time we see the Dodgers, they're always looking for pitching. And even though they have a pitching staff that had, what, three guys in the All-Star game, they're still looking for more. So it'll be fun to see where that ends up.
Ryu was talking about what that All-Star game meant to him. I guess it was all a big thrill for him.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And it's an opportunity not only for him, but also his country. And of course, we have in Los Angeles a lot of players from other countries, and their countries really take in Dodger baseball and Major League Baseball. They follow it like crazy when their players are in playing games. And so, you know, the Dodgers, certainly one of the more popular teams around the world, Yankees as well, and several other teams that have players from all over the world. So it's going to be a lot of fun to see how that works out.
What did you think, Randy Cardoon, when about Tyler Skaggs passing?
Brutal. Completely brutal. I mean, you know, the only thing I could think close to that was when Don Drysdale passed away, I want to say back in 1993. One or something along those lines. Don Drysdale at the time was a broadcaster for the Dodgers. They were in Montreal. He passed away. Nobody really knew why at that point, but Don Drysdale was 56 years old. Tyler Skaggs is a lot younger, and I think a lot of people, I get people asking me all the time, what do you know? Is there something that, you know, there's something they're hiding? you know, it's hard to say. I mean, the Dodgers or the Angels, this poor guy went through what he went through, and they're going through the autopsy and all that. We can guess, we can speculate, but the bottom line is we aren't going to know. The key is, how much is it going to affect the Angels? And I think the Angels started playing pretty well right afterwards because they got their mind off it. Now the key is, are they going to be able to rally in his memory and really put some wins on the board?
So the Chargers and Rams are getting set to open up their camps here in a couple weeks. What do you expect out of them? Both of those teams should be good this year.
Oh, absolutely. And I think a lot of people are expecting both those teams to return to the playoffs again. The Chargers, I mean, they put together quite a season. The only reason they struggled is they happened to run up against a Kansas City Chiefs team. I mean, that's a difficult thing in itself. Also, you know, you have the Rams, and we're still scratching our heads over what happened to the Rams in the Super Bowl. Here's a team that was setting the scoreboard on fire, and then in the Super Bowl, the Patriots kind of shut them down. And credit to the Patriots, because they put together a great defensive plan, and the Rams just fell apart. So now you can say they have that experience. They're bringing back a lot of guys this last year. They're going to have some guys who were injured last year. Cooper Kupp, he's going to be back. So it's going to be fun to see how they work out. I'm expecting big things from both teams.
So lastly, let me ask you, the hockey teams there, I've never seen them matter less. I mean, they won cups, and we were just saying in here that, like, since Gretzky left, I mean, hockey's hit a new low in Los Angeles. I mean, it really has. Like, they don't even matter compared to the Lakers and Clippers are going to kill them.
I wouldn't go back to Gretzky, although I will say, you know, that, remember the Kings won a couple of championships. I think it was 2012 and 2014. The Ducks just before that actually won a title. But over the last few years, it's almost like it's time to clean house. Suddenly all these great stars that they had have grown moldy oldy, and they're just not cutting it. And now all of a sudden both teams are going into a youth movement. Both teams have changed coaches. You know, the big key is, have they brought in the right guys to help turn things around? Because the Kings and the Ducks over the last year or so, they were not good.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Randy, good stuff tonight. Always a pleasure to have you on the bench. Thanks a lot, man.
Thanks, buddy. Thanks, Scott.
All right, Randy Cardoon of KNX in Los Angeles. You can follow him on Twitter at KNX Randy Cardoon, KERDOON. All right, so coming up, we're going to have Andy Baskin from The Fan in Cleveland on, and we'll talk about everything going on there. They have the All-Star game. The Browns are opening camp. What are the Indians doing, et cetera, et cetera. I'm watching these games. Spurs up 78-77 with just under 10 seconds left in the game. Can the Suns get the last shot and win the game? Oh, driving the baseline. Gonna kick it out. You gotta shoot the rock. Oh, it's rejected, but the foul. And then I'm watching another one. The Knicks are kicking the Lakers' ass. Later, Warriors. Seldom come out to play. They're playing tonight. I actually saw that earlier. There was a I saw there was one left. Warriors Nuggets tonight from the Thomas and Mack. And the Bucks are taking on a Chinese national team. I'll watch anything.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.